is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Jackson, J-C-K-S-O-N, first name Alvin, A-L-V-I-N, date of birth 09/24/1957, date of evaluation March 15, 2022, date of follow-up evaluation July 8, 2022, the referring physician Dr. Jeffrey G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, the chief complaint, 64-year-old African-American male with history of congestive heart failure. The HPID, patient is a 64-year-old male who reports history of cough, chest tightness, and shortness of breath, which began approximately 3 months earlier, period. He was advised by his wife to go to the hospital, period. He initially refused, but at subsequent event to be evaluated, he was found to have acute congestive heart failure, period. His discharge diagnosis included congestive heart failure, hyphen acute exacerbation, next number dilated cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction of 17%, next number the atypical meningioma, next number hypertension, next number sciatica, next number osteoarthritis, period. He was initially evaluated in the office on March 15, at which time he was started on Losartan, 50 milligrams, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams, and Bumex, 2 milligrams, period. The patient is seen in follow-up today, where he notes that he is not getting Bumex or other meds previously prescribed, period. He continues with shortness of breath, period. He reports multiple social issues, including being threatened by his son. Past surgical history, one congestive heart failure, next number hypertension, next number osteoarthritis, next number meningioma. Past surgical history, brain surgery in 2012, medications, atorvastatin 20 milligrams 1HS, metolazone 5 milligrams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, albuterol PRN, carisoprodol 250 milligrams TID, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, furosemide 80 milligrams daily, Keppra 750 milligrams daily, oxycodone PRN, losartan 50 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, senna 8.6 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. The allergies, penicillin results in swelling, ACE inhibitors results in cough, family history, mother died of CA, father had throat cancer, social history, he notes marijuana use, he notes cocaine use, he has alcohol use. The review of systems, constitutional, he has weakness and fatigue. Head, he has history of brain trauma. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Ears, he has deafness and tinnitus. Nose, he has sinus problems and allergies. Oral cavity, he has dentures. Throat, he has sore throat. Neck, he has stiffness, pain, and decreased motion. Cardiac, he has chest pain and palpitations. Gastrointestinal, he has nausea, vomiting and abdominal pain. Refer to as bloating. Neurologically, he has headache, dizziness, incoordination, and memory impairment. Psychiatric, he has nervousness, depression, and insomnia. The impression, one, chronic systolic heart failure, hyphen staple, neck number dilated cardiomyopathy with left ventricle ejection fraction of 17%, neck number seizure disorder, neck number allergies, next number history of polysubstance abuse, next number history of meningioma, next number hypertension, next number osteoarthritis. The plan, continue current medications as ordered. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.